Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
So in order to get an expert opinion on that, we have Chris Steierwalt on with us right now. Chris, thank you so much for coming on today. It's always good to talk to you.
Wait, I was told that it would be all rainbows.
Well, and I have some rainbows for you. I know that you're a Cardinals fan, and the big news of yesterday,
I know.
We book you, and then we get Paul Goldschmidt. So
I know.
I'm seeing some correlation there.
So I haven't gotten the full breakdown on it. I know from my 8-year-old, who is the total authority on Major League Baseball. I know that this is good. We know that the hope about that it will be turn into more than a year, and he will not do the Jason Hayward joint where he's like, K-bye, going to go play for the evil empire. So I am optimistic about it. And when I saw that I was talking to you today, I was excited because I can feel the hot stove cooking.
Yes, absolutely. The Bryce Harper name is buzzing around town.
Ooh.
As well.
Don't do it.
Really?
Don't do it.
Why not?
Because he's got a bad attitude.
You are a Cardinals fan.
Seriously. He's not a Cardinal.
Yeah.
Here in Washington, they've spent a bajillion dollars on a guy who can't find it in his heart to be excited to be a National. And the whole time he's been here, he's been thinking about the $500 million he was going to get from the Yankees. And it's been really disappointing. Watching this town try to love the Nationals is like watching me try to love a kale Caesar. I'm like, yeah, no, it's good. I like it. It's like a Caesar salad.
I really want to like it.
But it's made with AstroTurf. It's made with indoor-outdoor carpet. And I really like it because it's super healthy.
Yeah.
And then about 2/3 of the way through, you're like, nope, can't do it, bro.
Yeah, I tried. I gave it my best effort. Yeah, well, we're waiting to see. And here locally, they have kind of a call for celebrities to rally. Nelly started it, naturally.
Obviously.
We won't put you on that list of celebrities trying to get Bryce Harper to come to St. Louis.
I would say a home run hitter, a slugger, is like a good woman. Don't beg. If you have to beg, she's not going to be happy with you. If you have to beg a guy to come to your team, he would be lucky to get to play for the greatest baseball franchise in history. He would be lucky to get to wear those birds on the bat. That would be a privilege for him,
yeah.
And I'm not going to beg him to do it.
Wow, I don't even want to talk to you about politics anymore. That was great. I love it. I do want to ask you, let's like talk about something that's a downer, and I kind of mean that literally. The stock market seems to be very disenfranchised with what is going on between Trump and President Xi and China and the confidence that is there. And then I had people calling yesterday talking about how the tax cuts were terrible because they didn't help them enough. But then you hear Donald Trump up until about now has been championing the economy, specifically on the back of the stock market. Where do you feel as we close out 2018 right now that the president has taken this economy, and what do you see going forward with the stock market moving the way it is right now going into these China talks?
Well, let's do a counterfactual. Come with me to Earth 2. And on Earth 2, President Trump is using the threat of a government shutdown to try to force a deal to balance the budget. That's on Earth 2, because the economy is good. We are experiencing in January, I tell you, we will have the longest period of economic expansion in American history. We have not gone this long without a recession in American history.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is great. All of these good things are happening. Wages are finally up. For a long time, we had low unemployment, but wages weren't catching up. Well, wages are catching up. So the real economy, not the markets, the real economy is really good. But here on Earth One, the president is having a nonsensical debate with China, not over whether to have... Think about how dumb this is. We're not arguing about whether or not we're going to have a ceasefire. We're arguing about when the ceasefire is going to start. Does it start on January 1? Does it start now? When are we going to do it? Well, maybe we won't do it at all. Well, we wanted to do it, but maybe we won't do it at all. So what you're seeing are people making prudential choices. They're saying, well, since they won't tell us what they're going to do, we have to prepare for the worst. And the worst is basically a 35% tax on everything we buy that's imported. 35% tax. That's on the table. So if you're a money manager, if you're in that sector, if you're in the financial sector, you're going to say, okay, we've got to prepare for a recession. And if you're thinking about building a new plant, if you're thinking about starting something new, you say, well, we have to assume that there's going to be a recession because that's what the government is saying. The government is saying that. We're not we could be talking, the economy is so good, jobs are so good, and we have a tax cut, we've had a decade of stimulus, and everything's going. But instead of talking about something that would have markets rallying, which would be balancing the budget, instead we're going to spend $1 trillion we don't have, we're going to borrow the money, and we're talking about having a trade war. It's crazy.
Yeah. So would you say that, forget the on-the-surface, the tweets, the tariff man type of commentary that President Trump is making out in the open, is his pressure on China to get this deal more equitable for the United States, is that a good thing on the whole?
Well, the thing is, so far, China has been taking the pain. What we've done so far has hurt China, and it's hurt their economy. And Xi is aware of it. But he's aware of something else, which is they don't have midterms in China, right?
Yeah.
It's an authoritarian state. These are not free people, and they are not people who have any point in their history been a free nation. They can wait. So what they've been doing is taking the heat and not bringing it back to us. Because obviously, it's bad for us if China has a recession. It's bad for China if we have a recession.
Mm-hmm.
So what China's been doing is just sort of taking the heat for a little bit. Now, they can really start to make the pain real for us. They can really start to make it hurt. And the question for the United States, like I think if you look at what Trump did with NAFTA, you can say that it was successful. He modernized NAFTA. He's got some changes to NAFTA. It may not go through exactly as it was negotiated, but something like this is going to get through Congress. And you can say, he made a big stink, he made it better, this is an improvement. And Mexico and Canada and the United States quickly got to a deal because it was in everybody's interest to get to a deal. We don't know yet at what point does China say that they're going to try to break us to win for the long term and that they're just going to say, we'll take the pain, you won't, and really make it hurt.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to just watch and see what ends up happening if somebody blinks first. I wanted to ask you, we're speaking with Chris Steyerwalt, and encourage people to go out and get his book, Every Man a King. If you follow me on Twitter at Annie Fry Show, I just tweeted out the book on Amazon, the link to buy it. Good Christmas gift, I would assume.
Smells like cinnamon.
Yeah, perfect. Yes, that's wonderful. Personally sprinkled with cinnamon by Chris Steyerwalt. Each and every book. The Mueller probe. We've heard a little bit now about the Flynn contributions, substantial contributions, according to Robert Mueller. Wants to go super easy on the sentencing there. We're expecting some more news about Paul Manafort. Is this ultimately hurting the president even more as every day goes on? Are people getting used to, like, okay, the Mueller probe exists. There are a group of people who think that Donald Trump did something. There are a group of people who know that he didn't. And then there's everyone else in the air that is slowly caring less and less. Or is this a really big deal, especially going into a Democrat-controlled House?
It depends. And it depends on what's in the box. So basically, Mueller had been in a holding pattern because Trump wouldn't answer his questions. And then we got to the point, by the time we got to September, it was clear nothing was going to happen until after the elections.
Mm-hmm.
We have the midterms. Trump has now responded and given his answers, vetted by his attorneys, to the questions that Mueller asked. Trump's still saying no interview, but now Mueller has answers. And that has brought us into this next phase, which appears to be the terminal phase, in which convictions and pleas and prosecutions and indictments, the cleanup. Look, Paul Manafort is a bad guy. And everybody told Donald Trump that Paul Manafort was a bad guy when he hired him. There's a reason that people don't do business with Paul Manafort. It's because he's super sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason people don't do business with Roger Stone, because he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he advertises it. That's the point of these guys. They advertise. We work for despots. We do dirty tricks. We're bad guys. Okay, well, those guys who have done bad stuff, in the case of Manafort, now convicted of doing bad stuff, those people are going to pay the price. I think that expectations on the 20% on the left and the 20% on the right who believe that Mueller is about to take Donald Trump down and that this will be a terminal event in Donald Trump's presidency have it wrong. I think that the truth probably falls much closer to the fact that, yes, some more associates of the president are going to be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read a report that's not going to be flattering about the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's going... In the fantasy of the hashtag resist movement, Donald Trump is led from the Oval Office in handcuffs. It's not happening, people.
Yeah. And do you think, my theory is that if you investigated any super high level elected official, that you'd probably find some unsavory things in the past, especially with associates. Has this type of an investigation ever occurred at this level with this type of, you know, we don't have a charge specifically that we're investigating, but we're going to look into everything that surrounds him. Has this happened before?
Do you think that if you did the same thing to George H.W. Bush and his associates, do you think you would have gotten the same stuff that they've gotten on Paul Manafort and Roger Stone and Donald Trump Jr.? Do you think that the same thing would have come back?
I don't know. I mean, watching what's taken place the last week and listening to the very bipartisan agreement that man was about as decent as they come, I sure would hope not.
Yeah. Now, look, Bill Clinton, who was the president, recent president, most like Donald Trump, chaotic but effective, I guess is how I would describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton had a lot of dirty dirt.
Yeah.
And when they started digging in his dirt, they found a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And they started out with a crooked land deal in Arkansas, and they ended up with Monica Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you're the president, every president gets dragged through, right? Everybody gets gone over hard. The case with Trump, though, and this is very unfortunate for Trump, he has surrounded himself through his career with people like Michael Cohen. He surrounded himself with people who do bad stuff and sometimes commit crimes, like Manafort, like Cohen. That creates a lot of exposure. And if you want to be the president, you have to know that you're going to get gone over.
Mm-hmm.
And the people around you who do bad things are going to get found out. And, you know, part of me feels really bad for the Cohens and the Manaforts and others who thought they were signing on for a lark. Like, Donald Trump's not going to win.
Yeah.
Right, we're just here for a minute. It's going to be fun, and it's whatever. And now they're going to go to prison, and it's not fun because they were kind of JK LOL, and now they're going to have inmate numbers.
Yeah, that's funny. Last question for you, Chris Steirewald. Did you know George H.W. personally at all?
I have met him. I won't claim to be a friend of his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, watching the stories and the testimonies that people have been giving over the last week, it sure makes it seem like 88 to 92 was a lifetime ago.
it was definitely a lifetime ago. But I would say this, that we deplore, we say, politicians, the establishment. We deplore all of this stuff because it's this way and that way. But I tell you what, the feeling that you had in that cathedral, and the feeling that pervades Washington, a lot of the country right now,
mm-hmm.
is pretty clear, which is, we'd like a do-over on 92. We'd like a do-over on 92. We should have kept this guy. He's a good man. He's a good guy. We should have kept this guy and not done that whole Bill Clinton thing. And you have to think that if you're Bill Clinton and you're sitting there in the front row, and I'm basically, America's like, oh, we really screwed the pooch in 1992. That was a big mistake. Sorry. You're like, wait a minute. I'm the comeback kid.
Yeah, it's been something watching that front row. Like, if that pew could talk, just
if
watching
that pew
those.
Could talk.
Good grief. Well, Chris Steirewald, it's a pleasure to have you on here. We will talk to you again, hopefully soon, with or without Bryce Harper with the birds on the bat.
Viva Albertos.
That's right. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate having you on. Make sure people go get that book for Christmas, Every Man a King, a short, colorful history of American populist. It's by Chris Steirewald, a great gift for Christmas. And he's on Twitter at Chris Steirewald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.